Do I have audio on Blog Talk now? Praise God. I want you to, we had very good prayer this morning. Brother Joe and Jose were doing intercessory prayer because God was giving me a message. And here's where the message is coming from for whoever. God is going to heal this morning. God is going to heal you as you stand in the gap for your loved one that needs healing this morning. God's going to heal a man this morning, and God's going to heal men this morning. And the message that he gave me for the person that's standing in need of this healing is this. He gave me John 14:1 and John 14:27. Actually, he gave me the whole message for you because you need a healing for one of your family members. This message is for you this morning, but it's also for everybody on this line that needs healing in their family and in their family. I'm talking about in your immediate family. If you can receive this, you can receive the healing for your loved one. God gave me John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And then he came back with it again. Whenever he comes back with it again, you know he's moving and moving on your behalf. He gave me John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, is today Thursday or Wednesday? I don't know. It is Thursday. Praise God. Well, at least I shared this with you. And no wonder he gave me about the atonement. Praise God. Boy, I lost track of days here. So, today is... Gosh, thank you, God, because you know God heals through the atonement, through the communion, brothers and sisters, through the communion. So, great. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Joe, thank you for fixing the Holy Communion for us. And thank you, God, for this message this morning. Thank you, God, for Minister Hill. You didn't lose track of time, did you?
No, ma'am. I didn't lose it.
You got it.
All right. My soul does bless the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. He is still Lord in the midst of whatever's going on. Jesus is Lord. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. Thank you, Jesus. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, lift your bread up. Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you.
Yes.
This do in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. And like I said before, I wrote these words in my Bible after this. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Always. Thank you.
Yes.
No matter what. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So, this message that I have this morning is a message of healing. It's a message of healing because somebody needs a healing, and they need a healing now. I want you to pray. First, God told me to break the covenant with death and with hell. That's found in Isaiah 28:15. Actually, it's found in Isaiah 28:15, and again in Isaiah 28:18. Isaiah 28:15 says, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death and with hell, are we at agreement when the overflowing scourge shall pass through? It shall not come unto us, but we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Isaiah 28:18 says, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. This morning, in the name of Jesus, I disannul and I break and stand in the gap this morning, Lord God, for all those that are in covenant with death and hell through whatever the circumstances, but they are bound by a spirit of ignorance, just ignorance of the spiritual things of God. So this morning, in the name of Jesus, I break, destroy the covenant with death and hell, and command any walls to come down, any bondage, chains, shackles, binding, go in the name of Jesus right now. I rebuke you, Satan, and I command you to loose the will of the sick this morning. I command you to loose the will of the sick this morning. Go! I rebuke you, Satan. I rebuke you of the mind. Go! I rebuke you, Satan. And I bind up every familiar spirit, every evil spirit. I bind you in the name of Jesus in chains and fetters of iron, covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. Go! I command you, loose the mind. Loose the mind from every mindset of sickness, of disease, of death and hell. And I break the power of your supporting spirit. And I command you, go to the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's going to be healed. Somebody's going to be healed in the name of Jesus and by the power of God's own Holy Spirit today. Somebody's going to be healed in their mind today. Somebody's will is going to be returned and restored to them. Somebody's going to be made strong from weakness today, this morning, in the name of Jesus. This is the message. I'm giving it straight from page one was the John and what I just went through. I'm on page two, this is my own writing. Because you know I try to make a hard copy. I try. I'm generally successful. But it started out when I started writing like this. God's word tells us that Satan is both a deceiver and a liar, and the truth is not in him. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 through 10, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. You see, that demon tried to send me familiar spirit. It tried to bind me up. There's a sex spell that people can put on you just by being in your presence. Now, the sex spell is not to make you desire sex or anything like that. That's not what it's for. It's to open you up and bring you under subjection so that their familiar spirits of bondage can transfer into you. Well, that was tried on me the other day. And because I'm so familiar with it, I looked at it and I said, God, what are we going to do about this? He said, just keep going. Remember, I told you, when people are sent to you for deliverance, the spirit in them, especially if they tell you they're coming for deliverance, but they're really coming for knowledge, okay? They have a spirit in them of witchcraft. Now, whether they know that spirit is in them and operating or not, we don't know sometimes. And sometimes they do know. And sometimes they don't want to get rid of it. Let me tell you why. Because they think it's a special gift of power that they have and nobody else has. It's not a special gift of power. It's a special gift of demonic demons. Okay, so they tried that on me. I watched it. Then there's another one they can do with a movement of their hand. And I looked at that. I watched it. I said, oh, man, this here devil thinks I'm an elementary school deliverance minister. Wrong person. So I just dealt with it and watched it. But this is the way this demon works. This demon wants to transfer on you while it's in your presence, but it wants to take you captive when they're out of your presence. So I said, okay, I've been wondering for a lot of years how this thing did what it does. And I'm going to teach you that, and I'm going to teach you that in that class, okay? Because what it does, it's a, I'll teach you in the class. Anyway, they tried it on me. And all they did, because God will let you take stuff, okay? And then you got to get the victory over it. So, that's why I didn't return any calls. I didn't talk to anybody yesterday. I had to deal with that kind of witchcraft. It is, it will bring you under subjection to it in a moment, in a second. It's just like when a witch knows how to cast a spell with their eyes, or when a witch knows how to cast a spell with the movement of their body. So after I fought that thing, I knew when I fought it and got the victory, God has something wonderful in store. So, Revelation 12 and 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then the Holy Spirit said, go to John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. You see, this is the lie. The devil would like for us to believe that he's all-powerful. But the truth is, his power is limited to his deception. And Jesus has already given us the key to freedom from this kind of bondage in John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is the truth. It's found in 1 John 4 and 10. And the only reason I have the NIV up here is because I forgot and I didn't have time to go back and get the authorized King James Version when I went to the Bible Gateway. This is love. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. When I finish with this, if you need this PDF for the sick person, you immediately email me. Oh, no, it's not on that computer. I put it on there. Email me, and I will send you the PDF for this because somebody's going to be healed today. You see, hear me. This is what the New Agers have a problem comprehending. God's love is never earned by what God sees in us. God's love is extended to guilty sinners because God is the personification. God is the essence of love. Now, this is an example. The Holy Spirit said, "You don't make the sun shine on you, do you, Erica?" He said, "The sun's rays have nothing to do with what I do. The sun shines on you, Minister Hood, because that's what the sun does." It's the same way, brothers and sisters, with the love of God. God loves you and me and us because God is love. You hear me this morning? 1 John 4 and 8. "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." God is going to heal your loved ones this morning because that's who he is. That's what he is. You see, sometimes we forget or slip or something, but your salvation, the salvation of your loved one that's sick this morning, is not only, or I should say, was not only to be forgiven of their sins. No. Their salvation, your wife's salvation, your husband's salvation is more than just the forgiveness of their sins. Jesus came. Hallelujah. That you might have life. L-I-F-E. Life, life, life. And life to the full. In the gospel, when Jesus used the word salvation, example, Luke 19:9, Jesus said, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he also is the son of Abraham." In that passage of scripture, Jesus used the Greek word for salvation, which is soteria, S-O-T-E-R-I-A. Soteria, the Greek word for salvation, includes deliverance, healing, provision, restoration, and forgiveness of sins. When the Bible speaks of being saved, the Greek word is sozo, and it refers to being forgiven, being delivered, being restored, being healed, and look at this, and being provided for. It is meant for the total salvation of man in their spirit, in their soul, and in their body. Salvation. Post this in the chat room. Salvation is the present possession of God's abundant life. Salvation is the present blessing with the full realization of your eternal life in Christ Jesus. Some of us experience a measure of freedom, and we think that's it, that's enough. You love God, you say, but you sick, and you're afflicted in your body. You're in all kind of challenges that are hindering you from fully enjoying your life. You need this message this morning. Hear me. Post this in the chat room. God did not save you to embarrass you in your faith. God did not save you to make you a laughing stock before the devil. You see, if you truly love God and you have His Spirit in you, then total healing, total deliverance, and total restoration is your benefit. All of your salvation and all of its benefits are yours through Jesus Christ. So I want to talk about God's will to heal your loved one that's sick this morning. Any way they sick, spirit, soul, or physical body. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through 3. When Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. The word of God declares, when Jesus had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. Can three people put this in the chat room for me? I am willing. Be cleansed. Be healed. I am willing. Be cleansed. Be healed. I am willing. Be cleansed. Be healed. I am willing. Jesus said, I am willing. Be cleansed. Be healed. The Bible says, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Nowhere in the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, does God show any unwillingness to heal? In fact, healing for Jesus was dealing with demonic spirits. It's going to be your confession from this moment right here. It's going to be your confession from today that God's will is for your loved one and for you to be healed. Not tomorrow, not next month, not next year, but in fact, now. Now. Moreover, if you may, Jesus had willed it. Jesus has willed it, and Jesus has done it already on the cross. And all you have to do is receive it and refuse any other lies from the devil and from the pit of hell. You see, as Christian believers, our doctrine and what we believe is based upon God's word, not upon religion, not upon our experience or lack thereof of experience. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10 says, your kingdom come, your will. You said, I am willing, be cleansed, be healed. Your will. You said, God, I am willing. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, you're not sick in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. So your loved one cannot be sick here on earth. Heaven is a place where God has seated every blood-washed, blood-bought, blood-redeemed believer. And it's time to take hold of your inheritance. You are the strong man. You are the strongest man. Stronger in the life of Jesus. Jesus came to bring life. Jesus said, on earth as it is in heaven, his will be done. He said, I'm willing to cleanse you. I'm willing to heal you. Brothers and sisters, take hold of this thing this morning. Take hold of your inheritance this morning. Stand in the gap for your loved one this morning. And receive the same way. There's a transference of a bad spirit. There's a transference of the Holy Ghost. There's a transference of the Spirit of God. Grab hold of it this morning. For your loved one, there is no sickness in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know what? The Bible says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 118:17. Too many people today are surrendering their lives to what the doctors have said. The doctors said, you got 6 months to live, and they accepted it. Even believers have been made to live according to what man says. But God says, put not your trust in the arm of flesh. As a believer, your life is in God's hands. Your loved one's life is in God's hands. And no man, no human kind, brothers and sisters, has the power to change what God says. Today, your loved one can be healed by refusing what man says. Today, God needs you to stand your ground. The central message of the Bible is that of the atonement. In other words, God has provided a way for humankind to come back to a harmonious relationship with himself. That is the message of reconciliation. Reconciliation to God. Hear me this morning. Comes with all the benefits, hallelujah, of a divine God in covenant relationship with a mortal man. Glory Jesus. Jesus filled all the requirements on the cross when he shed his own blood for your healing, for your loved one's healing, for your restoration, for your loved one's restoration. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for your loved one's transgressions and your transgressions. He was bruised for your loved one's iniquities and our iniquities and your iniquities. The chastisement of all of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, your loved ones are healed. Are healed. The grief and sorrows, the lack of understanding that your loved one is healed. By his stripes, he are healed. The Bible says, Jesus carried them upon himself. Jesus took your loved one's wounds. Jesus took your transgressions. Jesus took our rebellion and our sin, which brings death. Jesus took the bruises for our iniquity, our perversity, our moral curses, our generational curses, and our evil. The chastisement, the punishment of our peace, meaning our correction, our discipline, was upon Jesus. And by his stripes, by his scourging, we are healed, mended, cured, repaired. In the Old Testament. And then he comes back, in case we forget it, in 1 Peter 2:24. He repeats this profound truth. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness. By whose stripes You were healed. Old Testament wording. By his stripes, we are healed. New Testament wording. By his stripes, you were healed. If you are healed, and if you were healed, that means you healed. I said, if you are healed, and if you were healed, that means you healed. And the reason is because it's all for the beauty of the love of God. It's all. It's all the power of God's love at work. You see, before you got sick, you were healed. Before your loved one got sick, they were healed. When sickness finally made its way through sin and rebellion and curses, it doesn't matter. It cannot negate the word of God. It cannot make the word of God of none effect. The word of God maintains that you heal. The word of God maintains that your loved one is healed. Today, February the 4th, 2021. Today, I'm sending you this word. Psalm 107:20. Jesus sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from all of their destruction. I'm sending you his word and he's going to heal you. I'm sending you his word and he's going to heal your loved ones and deliver them from all of their destruction. Matthew 9:20-22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. He sent his word, and he's healing your loved ones and delivering them from their destruction. He's sending his word right now. Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. And a certain woman and a certain man, your loved one, you, a certain woman, a certain man, which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, I'm sending you his word, and he's going to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, I'm sending you his word. turned him about in the presence and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and saith thou, who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Jesus is the word. I'm sending you his word. And Jesus is going to heal them. And Jesus is going to deliver them from their destruction. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 and 36. "And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased." No limitation. Disease in their spirit. They need complete salvation. Jesus is going to do it. Disease in their soul, their heart, their mind, their will, their emotions, their personality. Jesus is doing it. They brought unto him all that was diseased in that physical body, from the top of their head to the tip of their big toe. Every extremity, they besought Jesus that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. He sent his word this morning, and he's healing them and delivering them from their destruction. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." He's sending his word this morning, and he's healing them and delivering them from all of their destruction. Matthew 15, 21 through 28. "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. He sent his word. God sent his word, Jesus. And Jesus healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The Bible says, and again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway, many were gathered. It says many were gathered, brothers and sisters. Insomuch that there was no room to receive them. And he preached the word unto them. And they brought one person sick of the palsy. And they couldn't get in. It says they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken him up, they let the bed where the sick of the palsy lay down through the roof. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. And the scribes, the religious folk, were sitting there reasoning in their heart, who can forgive sins but God only? It says, and when Jesus perceived in the spirit, he said, why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed, and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up your bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all. The Bible says, amazed. And they glorified God. And they said, we never saw it like this before. I'm telling you this morning. He sent his word and healed and delivered from destruction. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus is sending his word this morning. He's healing that loved one, delivering them, changing them. I want you to do something. I want you to put it all in the hands of the healer this morning and watch him heal. Because he sent his word. He sent his word. We're saved. We're delivered. And we're healed.
I know that you're in heaven. Thank you. God's name is more powerful and any disease you can name tonight. You might have received a horrible report from the doctors and told you your disease is incurable. But you know what? There's hope tonight. There is hope because God's promised that He would heal us. I want you to put His word on your lips tonight. Sing His word back to Him. See if His name isn't more powerful than cancer, than heart disease, or any disease that you can name tonight. Oh, yes, He's your healer. Let's sing it to Him. You are the God that heals me.
You are the God. Thank you.